You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Now it's time to go Inside the Green Room with Danny Green.
Now that the college game is over, we're locked in on the NBA playoffs, y'all. And it does not seem like the Milwaukee Bucks are locked in on the NBA playoffs. Recently, they have lost to the Memphis Grizzlies. They have lost to the Washington Wizards. They have lost to the Toronto Raptors. And they finished their four-game losing streak with a loss to the New York Knicks when they were up by double digits earlier in the game. And they very well could be losers of five straight because on Tuesday night, they host the Boston Celtics. And even though the Boston Celtics are not playing for nothing, they could beat a team when they're down. I don't know what's going on, Danny, but I can tell you some things that are going on in Milwaukee. They're terrible in close games. Under Doc Rivers, 5-11 in close games. And Danny, we knew when the roster was constructed from the beginning of the season that they were going to have trouble guarding on the perimeter. Yes, Dame Lillard is a great scorer, not a great defender. Malik Beasley shot really well all season. But he's basically their primary defender, and he's never been considered an all NBA caliber defender. They don't have the perimeter defenders, and they don't have a late game offense that has proven to be good enough. It is absolute problems for them, and when they get to the playoffs, Danny, with that perimeter defense, oh my goodness, the East can chew them up. There's a guy by the name of Jalen Brunson. There's a guy by the name of Tyrese Maxey. There's a guy by the name of Donovan Mitchell. There's a guy by the name of Tyrese Halliburton. And that's just some of the perimeter talent in the Eastern Conference. The Bucks are in trouble, point blank period, and there ain't nothing they could do about it from a personnel standpoint. What in the world can Doc Rivers, the coach, do to fix what they got going on? By the way, since Doc Rivers has become the coach, I think they're now 3 or 4 games under 500, which is a lot worse than what Adrian Griffin had them at. Because when Adrian Griffin was let go, they were 30-13.
30-13.
Unbelievable.
And they've lost, what, 17 since then? They lost 17.
Yeah, I think they're what? I think they're 13-17, I believe.
Oh, 15-17. I think they're 15-17.
15-18. Because I lost to the.
Oh, now. Oh,
yeah. 15-17. Yeah, because the loss to the Knicks made them 15-17 under Doc Rivers.
So as I'm looking, man, I know they've had a lot of injuries in and out of the lineups, right? Pat Beverly has been in and out. He didn't play the other night. Dame Lillard's been in and out. Chris Middleton's been out. He finally came back, only played 13 minutes. I don't know what happened in that game for him to play only 13 minutes. But Dame played well. Jay Crowder's only playing 15 minutes. Another guy that could be a defender for you. Bobby Portis is solid, but he's at the big position. You got Pat Connaughton. They've just been all over the place injury-wise. But even with that, Giannis is still there. Brooke Lopez is still there. Malik Beasley is still there.
We're not taking the injuries.
It's not about the record. It's just the games that you're not supposed to lose. And of course, New York Knicks are a really good team. They're not healthy, 100% healthy either. OG's back, but he didn't play great. You got Mitchell Robinson back, great. Like, you have some good pieces back, but not everybody's there. Julius Randle's still not there. But the teams you lose to, the Washington Wizards, you know, teams like that. Charlotte Hornets, Grizzlies. I think they lost to. The Grizzlies, that's who it was. I don't know if it was Charlotte Hornets, but losing to those
Grizzlies,
type
Wizards,
of teams,
and Raptors.
Yeah, those teams, you could not lose to those groups. Crazy enough, as bad as they've been, they're still in second place.
Only so by one game. One game.
Okay, but even then, so after that, they avoid Boston until the second or third round.
No. Yeah, bro, they could be in a position because the Magic are only one game behind them. The Knicks are only one game behind them. And the Cavaliers, I think, only a game and a half behind them. They can literally be the sixth seed.
There's only three games or four games left for
most teams. If those teams win, they could literally be the sixth seed.
They're not going to lose. They're not going to lose all of those games. Even if they go 50 split with those four games, they're still going to be a three seed or two seed. Those other teams are going to lose some games. As a three seed, they play six. Then 1-8 plays winner of 4-5, right? So they're still not playing Boston till the Eastern
Conference. Okay, it's fine. So they don't play Boston. First round, they play against the 76ers, and Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid eat them up. All right, fine. They don't play Boston to the second round, but they end up playing the Pacers, and Tyrese Halliburton heats them up. Oh, fine. They don't end up like
there's only one team outside of Boston that I'm worried about. That's the New York Knicks. And that's the only team they need to be worried about. Philly is still trying to figure it out. They have injuries up and down. They don't know who's in or out. Obviously, it's a tough matchup, tough series, but they're still trying to get it together too. I think Milwaukee, that's a 50-50 toss-up with the other teams. The Magic, the Pacers, stop. Miami, maybe. But the other teams, they're okay. As bad as they are, they're still in second place. They have home court advantage. They're getting healthy. It is bad. But at this point, like you said, is there anything they could change? No. There's only three or four games left. What can Doc do? No. It's either they get to show up or they don't, and then have to rebuild for the season. Pick the pieces you need to find, Doc. Build the team you want. Get the staff that you want, because he obviously came midseason. He kept saying we know how hard it is. He's going to keep saying how hard it is to take a team midseason. Nobody – he wouldn't wish this job on anybody. But, yeah, he's got the job. And this season, maybe they're not expecting much, but they at least – I would assume at least get to the second round. But if you lose then, it's like, all right. It's too late. It's too late, man, for them to try to make any changes or do something different. He's going to have to figure it out, or just they're going to ride out with the team they got. Get healthy, play the best basketball you can in the postseason. And then you said you got Doc now three more years after this, or two more years
Probably at least three more years. I'll say this.
Sign him for $40 million. Get the pieces you need and then figure it out for next year. And if you don't happen to make it happen after the next year and they're still the same where they are, Giannis will be out of there.
Giannis will be out of there.
It's Giannis' fault. He brought these guys in, did he not?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There was reports that Giannis interviewed Nick Nurse and interviewed Adrian Griffin.
And he liked Adrian. And they picked up Doc after that. Mind you, didn't have many options after letting Griffin go midseason. That's a very big risk to take to let a coach go when everybody's got jobs already midseason. So these are decisions you made. So at that point, it's like, all right, maybe Giannis is out of here, but they're probably going to make another coaching change at the end of next season. So this Doc's got this summer, he's got this postseason, and he's got all of year next year and postseason before they give him, before they start trying to make a change with him. But there's not much he can do right now. He has to do what he can do with the pieces he have and what he has been given and try to make the best of it. When life give you lemons, you got to try to make some lemonade. It may not come out great. It might be watered down, nasty-ass seltzer water, but, this summer anyway, but next year he has some time to get some better lemons to make some damn lemonade. Because right now I said he's acting, it's in midseason. It's hard for him to put these pieces together to make what he needs to make happen. And it's too late right now. There's only three or four games left.
Yeah. I predict that if they don't get knocked out of the first round, which is a chance, we got to see the matchups. Second round is going to be a disappointment. And whoever they play in the second round is going to knock them out. I don't even think they have a chance, Danny, if they somehow, some way make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, they have absolutely no chance against the Boston Celtics. They're going to get cooked.